This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. They need to get about the business of writing the farm bill, and so many sectors of agriculture depend upon it, especially the beleaguered dairy industry. I'll talk about it after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Many of us have been wondering about that last bastion of bipartisanship on Capitol Hill in Washington. When would those farm congressmen and senators stop cooperating? When would they start fighting each other? When would they start protecting more their own political interests? Well, some of the reports from Washington make us wonder if that's already happening in the writing of a new farm bill, the 2018 Farm Bill. And nobody has more at stake here than America's milk producers. Do you remember that dairy margin protection program plugged into the 2014 Farm Bill? It was to work like insurance coverage. It was free. Well, it was subsidized by taxpayers beyond a $100 enrollment fee. A farmer could pay a premium for better coverage. In return, the program paid the farmer when the price for the farm's milk failed to provide a margin above what the farmer paid for feed. The margin covered depended upon the insurance purchased. But that dairy program, really, when you look at it, was a colossal flop. During the first 2 years, farmers paid $96 million in premiums, but received only $12 million in payments. That would have been understandable in good times, but these times certainly have not been good for the milk producers. Their milk price has been disastrously low. One of the problems, as pointed out by some of the recent newspaper editorials, was that that program failed because it used a one-size-fits-all cost estimate for feed. It also lacked the revenue insurance available for crop farmers. And furthermore, it wasn't equipped to deal with the underlying problem of imbalance in supply and demand, which we now have in the dairy industry. I'll be back after this.